Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Good morning, and welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It is Friday morning. It is November 21st. It is a very special day. It is 6:06. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs, good morning to you. Christmas song in an envelope kicks off on Monday. I just want to give the EMCs a reminder. Jen Tui has handpicked a Christmas song that will be stuffed in the envelope, if not today, this weekend. We will kick that off. It'll be the same type of game as Dead Guy in the Envelope. One guess a day, and we will see if you hit it.
I'm excited as the one who chose the song. Maybe I'll enjoy this more than I enjoy Dead Guy in an Envelope. You know?
That could be fair.
You know? I mean, last time it was like a secret, and then it was a whole thing. This time, I don't know. It's maybe more of a collaborative effort. We'll see.
So, if you notice, we mentioned it is a Christmas song in the envelope, which once leads us to something big that is happening today. Christmas music begins. We have a button in studio. Thank you for your help decorating the studio. We have Creepy Claws behind you.
Listen.
We have the lights that are on, News 5. If you're waking up in the morning, you have a normal routine of listening to us. Listen to us and also watch News 5 coming up here. Apparently about 6:50 to 7:30-ish when we get into Trump Tui, something like that. We'll be here and there. They are going to be covering us, which is fantastic. Mike Holden and the crew.
Yeah.
And his cameraman, Dave. I creepily met them this morning.
What do you mean, you creepily?
So I'm bringing in all this stuff this morning. We have.
Well, you brought in the giant creepy claws.
I brought in creepy claws. I have three different outfits because I don't know what to go with. I have like a Christmas blazer. I have my It's what's really sad is the amount of Christmas clothes.
And you brought all of them.
I brought a third. I mean, it's sad.
Oh, you have more than that?
Including the Christmas PJs.
You have more than that?
Yes. And there's a track jacket. There's an ugly Christmas sweater. I know you can't see them. I didn't push out the picture, but which is best for TV? And in a Tim fashion.
Well, I feel like, okay, so the blazer is best for TV. However, in a Tim fashion, the sweater is you.
I might have to go with that.
So, it's a tough call. Can you do the sweater with the blazer over it?
No, yeah, because there's a dangle factor.
There's a dangle factor with
the presence on the sweater. It's just not going to work out.
It won't work out. Okay.
But I saw them. Mike Holden and his videographer, if you will, Dave, out on the street, and I'm over there like, "Hey guys, hi, good morning." I'm like, "I am Elf." Mike's like, "You are ready, aren't you?"
Were you carrying creepy claws when you did that?
No, I was trying to find a parking spot because I was taking so many different loads of Christmas things up because creepy claws is in a couple different things. We had to get a new button this year because the button for the last, I don't know, 10 to 12 years, I had a pipe exploded in my basement and there was no return for the old button.
Well,
so
now
my
it's
wife
refreshed.
Had to craft this new button yesterday, thanks to her. I mean, we would not have a button if it wasn't for her.
She did an awesome job. We too see it. So great.
So we will craft that. It's an entire thing. You know, yes, we're going to play Christmas music, and I understand that. And maybe you're not a fan of Christmas music. I understand that. It's still Jen and Tim show. We're still playing Trump Tui. We're still doing it. It's not like it's every single topic is Christmas during Christmas season. Sure, we're going to hit it there during the holiday season and deals and sales and things like that, but it's still the fabric of the show. It's still me being dumb. It's you and Nate, Nate doing something. Like, there's a lot of different things that are happening. So just in case you're still going to enjoy the show with Christmas music in the background. Did anybody go see Wicked and want to spoil it? 216-343-1021. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. So somebody might have saw it 3 hours ago on the way home right now.
Why would you ask them to spoil it if they did? Why would you do that?
I just want a little inside scoop.
You don't. Don't say that, because what if somebody actually calls and does that, and then we hear it, and then it's spoiled?
Yeah.
You don't care. I care. I care.
You have to keep it on the DL for 9 hours.
Listen. Yes. Stop. I can't hear anything.
Jen wants to know. Is this fair? First of all, if anybody saw it, for you, you are a diehard. It's 6:23 on Friday. If you saw it, was it great?
I not only do I not know spoilers. Yeah, no, I'm just brushing right past that. I now know two parts where you can leave the film to go to the bathroom if you have to, because there was a girl on TikTok that told you those two spots. So I have those mentally noted. She said you won't miss any of the plot, and there's exactly two parts. And then she talks about this film, how you get answers to everything you want to know, and how they respect the integrity of the original, but they kind of expand. Like,
did she mention anything about a third? You know how they're teasing?
No, these were probably just diehard TikTokers.
I gotcha.
But you know, you have to be prepared to go to the bathroom in case. I mean, it's like over 2 hours.
That's what the bucket's for.
That is not what the bucket's for. that is not at all what that's for.
Okay. Well, if you saw it, if you're a Wicked Insider,
that's 216. We would love to talk to you Monday.
343-1021, or you can DM us on all the socials. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Not that I'm counting down, but 20 minutes until Christmas music. The Button is in studio. News 5 is in studio. Creepy Claws is in studio. Producer Stevie, Jen, too.
We're ready. We're dressed. We're in our gear. We're getting so close now.
Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
Speaking of the flip to Christmas, we're going to talk about the holidays. There is a statistic I saw that made me think of Tim, so I had to bring it up. And the TikTok shop.
Tim loves a nice statistic.
Did I do something wrong?
I hope it's about people traveling for Thanksgiving.
I saw it and I thought Tim needed this heads up.
Statistical version of Stevie on the socials. We are 3.5 minutes away from that. I have no idea what this is. We're going to find out together coming up next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Holiday shopping is beginning, and so are the deals. Now we have a stat on where people are shopping more this year than ever. TikTok shop blowing up holiday shopping.
So I apologize on behalf of the Jen and Tim Show. The next 3 minutes will be a lie.
Maybe what you purchase.
It's horrible. My bourbon advent calendar, my soda store.
Your soda store is so troubling.
But my pop.
You had to saw yours.
So yeah. People are buying with success?
Well, I don't know the success rate necessarily, I do know that they are pushing it heavy. It's going to be hard to avoid seeing these videos on your feed, as TikTok is giving the creators that are making these videos incentives, as well as the users with coupons, and they are going to be promoting these heavily. And they also have new brands that are actually working on there, like Gap and Samsung, and there's Crocs. They all joined, and they even have John Legend going live selling stuff. So they're really promoting people to use the app. Now, they do say that you should focus on the brands like Gap on the TikTok shop instead of like the Duke stores.
Why am I getting looked at by both of you? I thought I bought legitimate gifts and legitimate items, and they were both horrendous. I told you this off the air. There's this Sephora advent calendar, and I think to myself, ooh, that's going to be a buy. But is it Sephora with an F?
Yeah, Sephora advent calendar on TikTok shop, that would make me nervous.
Did you buy it? It's $40.
It'll
seems
have
like the
a
price
little verification on the store shop if it's legit.
Tim, see, this goes back to what Stevie said you didn't do, which was what?
Check
and read.
You did not.
When you go to the website, it was like fragrance-store.com. But I looked past that because it might be a legit website.
I think
website.
You need to avoid TikTok shop. Everybody else, you're going to see it everywhere.
All right, fine.
It's 45 degrees in Berea, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today, brought to you by South Park Mall. We are minutes away now. Today's the day. Star 102 flipping to all Christmas music, a Northeast Ohio tradition for over 30 years. And you know that when you listen here, that Star 102 is the soundtrack of a Cleveland Christmas. So minutes away, right at 7 a.m., we are flipping to Christmas. It's official. It's out. Wicked for Good in theaters.
I have been changed for good.
Cynthia.
Spoiled it.
I didn't spoil it.
I didn't know that song was a part of it.
That is, yes.
No, I don't need to watch it.
It's called Wicked for Good.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I've been rewatching the clips from last year's film. I've been in tears about 73 times since yesterday. I'm so excited. So you have Ariana Grande, you have Cynthia Erivo as Galinda and Elphaba, and of course the sexiest man alive, Jonathan Bailey as Fiero. If you plan to go, know that this half of the story, a little less lighthearted than the first half, tackles more adult themes. If you're planning on taking the kids, it is rated PG. And don't forget, you can join us, the Jen and Tim Show, tomorrow at Crocker Park as we welcome Santa and light up the Christmas tree. Let it glow. Get started with a holiday block party at 4 o'clock. Santa arrives at 6.
Okay, attention. Take your places, everyone.
What's the rush, Santa? It's not even Thanksgiving yet.
We've been practicing this all year, dear. It's time to make the big switch.
Oh, yes. How could I forget?
All right. Here goes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Cleveland's Christmas Station. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We told you we were going to do it. So staying cloudy today, we're going to see in the 50s. 216-343-1021. You can always interact with us. Jen and Tim Show on socials, Star 102 on the socials. I know we're getting a bunch of comments. I know we've been live streaming for the past, how long? And on News 5 too. Make sure you follow News 5 as well.
Are we still live streaming Tuesday?
Alive.
We're getting so many great comments. It's so great. And so many people are saying thanks for doing it that way too, so they can watch on Facebook. I just got a comment from Jesse that says, thank you for doing this. I watch every year with a Santa emoji, a Christmas tree emoji, a snowman, every single Christmas emoji you can think of. Joey says, I watch this every year. Merry Christmas, everybody. Angie loves watching it live. Leanne, you have made my day. People are excited.
Aaron says we should live stream all our shows.
So we won't get to Aaron's comment today. I'm kidding.
Wait, does that mean we have to fix our hair every day?
Probably.
And Mike Holden knows what's up with that.
What's up?
Wasn't it fun? Wasn't it fun, Mike?
Yeah,
let Mike get on the mic if you don't mind.
Talking to Stevie's mic.
Yeah.
No, I'm so honored to be here. I told you guys. I've listened to you. I grew up in Parma. I've listened to you for, I feel like, throughout all of my teenage years into college. And it's such an honor. And I jokingly said, you guys sound the same in person as you do at the radio. So thank you for having me. And I even told you, Jen, crack your knuckles before you hit the switch. Do you think that helped?
I think that did. That was having Mike here giving that advice.
I missed that advice. That's great.
It was very helpful. And I want to say to you as well, you sound exactly the same in studio as you do on TV. We're big fans.
I tell you really quick, too, guys. My mom, Cindy Holden, will not wake up to watch Good Morning Cleveland. She says it's too early, 5 to 7 a.m. She DVRs it and watches. She texts me. She said, good job on the radio, Michael.
Oh, she got
she's listening for this. Yeah. Hi, Mom.
Exactly.
Hi, Mom.
That is amazing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. This is amazing. Cleveland's Christmas Station. More of your comments next. Star 102, good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
For putting the Christmas music on.
Are you excited?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. I've been waiting a long time for this. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas Station. Also, and we haven't forgot about it, I mean, we're excited about Christmas music. The comments are rolling in. Thank you for watching the live stream. We will continue to mention your comments all throughout the show. Redemption Week continues. So we're going to have redemption. Our last two contestants, I believe one in studio and one via the phone, right?
Yes.
Is that how it's working today? We'll battle Jen in a round of Trump Tui, which is on the way at 7:35. Then also off the air, when I said, when we bring back Celebrity Week, can we have Mike Holden on? And he said a gentle yes.
I think that was a gentle yes.
And I said, I can ask News 5 questions. I can lean it one way or the other because I'm writing the questions.
He writes them all.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could provide like a little cheat sheet.
Yeah, just like something like maybe it just rhymes with.
Yeah.
And I'll just sit here like, oh.
So we can look forward to that too. We still have a ton of comments.
That would be wonderful. I would love that. That would be so much fun. Roberta says awesome.
Would you take it easy on Mike? Round of Trump too?
Of course I would. Of course. Well, the questions would be skewed toward him, so I mean, I think I'd have no chance.
I'm doing pop culture stuff, though, too.
Are you? Oh, good.
You are
good.
Okay.
I was listening to the lady yesterday, and I did really well up until.
Fourth
or fifth one in that I was.
It would be a real battle. I know they get harder as they go, don't they? Sometimes they get weird.
Okay, keep it pop culture. This is a plan. This is a plan.
All right. Roberta says, "Awesome. Love watching Tim. He's the best." Steven says,
"Say the one again."
No, you heard it.
No, I didn't hear it.
Awesome. Love watching Tim. He's the
best. That's very nice.
That was so nice.
Thank you, Roberta.
Do you like his sweater? It is
amazing.
They
can't even see the bottom, really.
That's probably for the best.
I hope. Well, that's
the bottom's concerning.
It is oversized. Like the present. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
We need to get it cropped.
Yes. Stephen has a question for you, Tim. Did Tim wash his feet this morning? LOL. Love.
He knows the question. You know, Mike.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
When you are showering, do you scrub your feet?
Yes. Okay. Literally a week ago, my friend Liz and her husband Scotty had this conversation.
Okay.
He was saying, why would I wash my feet? I don't need to wash my feet. feet.
I don't either.
Because your feet smell. Think yes. about your socks, gallons. The shoes, yes. the moisture. I know it's disgusting. You have to scrub.
You have to
I
scrub.
I don't care if you're like bending and lifting, reach on to the soap bar thing in the shower.
Right.
You got to get in between there.
Yes, you do.
It's a fungal infection.
Here, come here and smell my feet.
Don't.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
He doesn't wash them.
I don't wash them.
So now ready to run over there. That's commitment.
And now it's just fabric of the show. So no, yeah. I didn't wash my feet, but thank you for your concern. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It's Jen Tuohy, Tim Richards, the Jen and Tim Show. It has been a day. We flipped about an hour ago to Christmas music. Thank you for, we have all of it, Facebook Live, all the videos everywhere, getting to the comments. We'll get to that a little bit later on the show. It's also, as I mentioned before, like, yes, Christmas music is the backdrop, but of course we're playing rounds of Trump Tuohy. We have one more round of Redemption Week on in a half hour. And today's a big, big day. Big day at the movies.
That's right. Wicked for Good has been released. There are people that have already seen it. There are people going to see it that have, you know, purchased and returned ticket. Don't.
343.
Don't do that.
1021. If you've seen it, you can just say or DM us if it was great. Is that
no spoiling?
No. We don't spoil anything. Like, there's going to be everyone watching it.
Not even a dot of spoiling. Like, well, I expected this and got this. Like, none of that. Just like it was good or bad. That's it.
We have two people.
Already?
A little bit later on.
Listen,
I
have the
that.
Most important information for you. If you plan to go see Wicked this weekend, as a person who wants to pay attention to these things, the two spots in the film, you can leave and go to the bathroom and not miss anything.
Oh.
See, because you need to know that. And there's one early on, like, you know, if you're the person that eats your popcorn and drinks your soda, like, as you're sitting there waiting through the previews and stuff, and you got to go early, we got a spot there.
Okay.
And then we got a spot later in the movie.
So the Wicked potty breaks.
The Wicked potty breaks.
They're going to get
Yep.
3.5 minutes. You definitely need to know this.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12 month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Big movie release this weekend. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station.
Wicked for Good is out. Now, I saw the most significant post on social media yesterday. I feel like I'm doing a Stevie on the socials now because there was a woman who's seen the film already. I have not. I'm going this afternoon. I don't know if you plan. I didn't even ask you. Do you have plans to go, Tim?
I don't have plans to go this weekend.
Well, that's ridiculous. There are two spots where if you are planning to go... Aren't you going to take your daughter? Oh, you said she's going with friends.
She has a group date. She's going with friends.
That's right.
And then I'm going to have to say, Izzy, who's my 10-year-old, will you now go with daddy? Like, can we now go and see this again? So we'll.
Depends if she likes it, I bet.
Stay tuned.
Okay. Because they say this one.
She'll go
this
again.
One
kidding,
is not as again. Upbeat as the first one.
Right.
There are two spots if you're going. So it's like over 2 hours long. If you have to use the bathroom, what did you call it? Wicked potty breaks?
Wicked potty breaks.
Here are the two spots. So there's an early one. And this girl said that it's when the wizard starts walking down the steps early in the film and he sings the song Wonderful. You need to leave when he starts walking down the steps. You have 2 minutes to get out, go to the bathroom, wash your hands, and get back to your seat if you don't want to miss anything in the plot.
Can you do that in 2 minutes?
Yes.
Can you do that in two minutes?
Depends on how close the bathroom is. Like, there's sometimes...
There's
depends
a line.
On the theater. Well, if there's a line in a movie just got out, you're in trouble.
I know.
Mike Holden, could you do that?
2 minutes if I were to time you and you had to go back, hit the bathroom, and come back during that...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it depends on obviously the consumption of prior beverages.
Correct.
But yeah, you have to allocate. If you're planning for a 2.5 hour window, you know you're not going to hit it that hard initially.
Exactly. Yeah. You got to strategize your soda drinking.
Quick follow up. Can you do that and wash your hands?
No,
and
I'm taking hand sanitizer. I'm taking my Touchland spray and I'm spraying and walking.
Oh, those are great.
Because the automatic sink wash sometimes doesn't hit right
you
away.
Get a delay.
Multiple waves. Then the paper towels don't come out.
Then you're missing good parts.
Very, very significant.
So nobody will be judged if you do not wash your hands, but bring hand sanitizer.
Bring hand sanitizer. Maybe hold it so people can see you're about to use it as you're walking out so they don't think you're a non-washer. Yeah.
The second
spot is, and it's a new song for this film. It's called Girl in the Bubble. Ariana Grande sings it as Glinda. And this is one of the only other times this woman said that you're not going to miss any plot if you miss this song. It's to her being like very introspective about where she is in life. And she's standing on a balcony looking down, singing in Munchkin Land. So it says, when you see her doing that, get out of there, go to the bathroom. She didn't give a time frame on that one. I know the odds.
So take a bubble break.
Take a bubble break. I'd give yourself 2 minutes because she's saying of the entire movie, these are the only two parts where you're not going to miss any plot pieces.
Oh, Jonathan saw the movie at midnight. Do you want to talk to him?
Kind of.
We have another call too.
Listen, we need to pre-spoiler warn. Like, please don't spoil.
There's not going to be no spoiler.
No spoiler. Yes,
great,
of course.
Not great. Just a very basic.
Right.
Just a kind of a
only
little,
basic.
Okay, so that's coming up next. Star 102, Cleveland's Christmas station. It's the Jen and Tim show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Don't spoil it, but I just would like... Did you actually see Wicked?
Yeah, I did yesterday. Key Banks, thank you very much. They did a pre-screen in Valley View yesterday.
Just keep details out, but an overview.
Okay, I promise I'm not going to spoil things. I've seen Wicked in New York. I've seen it many times. Loved this one. I like this one better than the first.
Love really? Better than the first.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I just want to leave
excited.
It there. Jacqueline, you were the best.
Okay, that's it.
Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Did you see Wicked?
I did, indeed.
Can you say how either great it was or not or whatever and just leave details out? So maybe your thoughts of the movie without details, because otherwise I have a long 3.5 hours with Jen in studio and she is not going to be happy with me at all.
Completely understandable. it was great. The acting was fantastic. Costumes were amazing. And the two new songs they added were absolutely incredible.
Is that good, Jen?
That's awesome. Wait, what time did you see it?
Oh, I went to the midnight premiere.
Look at you!
I love that. That is so awesome.
Jonathan, you did a great job of giving us details without giving us details. We appreciate
Thank
that.
You for
are you
going
to go to sleep now? Like, when are you going to sleep?
Oh, I'm not. I'm on my way to work.
Wicked at midnight on the way to work.
Are there any, like, themed popcorn buckets or anything?
There are, actually. There's quite a few. There's one right now that's like an Emerald City. I got that one. It was pretty nice.
Is it expensive?
I was going to ask how much that cost if you don't mind me asking.
Yeah, mine was $45.
Yeah, but worth it if you're a diehard. Yeah. You went at midnight. I mean, of course, you should have got that. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.